Today on Family Talk.
Right now, all across America, pregnant women are being bombarded by the lies of culture that babies are a nuisance and that their lives would be better off if they just aborted those children. It is imperative for the pro-life movement to educate mothers-to-be on the realities of the procedure that Planned Parenthood purposely fails to mention. Welcome to Family Talk with your host, psychologist and best-selling author Dr. James Dobson. I'm Roger Marsh. Today, Dr. Dobson will talk with a man who is traveling the country fighting the abortion industry for the hearts and minds of expectant moms and their unborn babies. His name is Joe Baker, and he is the founder and CEO of Save the Storks. Joe's organization provides pregnancy resource centers around the nation with what they call stork buses, which provide free pregnancy tests and ultrasound screenings to expectant mothers. Let's listen in now on Dr. Dobson's conversation with Joe Baker about Save the Storks here on Family Talk.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Dr. James Dobson. I'm the host of Family Talk, and we're going to talk today about the founder of an organization called Save the Storks. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about what they are doing. They're saving babies all across the country, and I want to tell you how it's done. Joe, you were in our parking lot 2 years ago. I think it was 2015.
Yeah.
And I saw you out there, and you were standing by one of your vans. And you and I started talking. I don't remember how it happened, but I was captivated by what you had to say and invited you to come up to the studio. You remember that?
Yeah.
And we did a radio program right here spontaneously, no preparation, no plan, no questions, nothing but just interest on my part and your being willing to share what you're doing with us. You have had a phenomenal growth since that time, haven't you?
It's true. That was bus number 10. That went out to California, and now we're at 39 mobile units.
39 units. What do they cost?
Yeah, these are pretty expensive mobile units. They're about $125,000 each, but these are baby-saving machines. They're able to help single moms who are find themselves in a crisis pregnancy and help them consider really carrying.
How have you raised the money for, you say 39?
It's really a miracle that it's happened. It's the generosity of a lot of people, and it's mostly a lot of young people that have decided to give us about $30 a month that have sustained the whole organization.
Do I understand that your constituency is basically millennials?
It's amazing how many young people are giving to Save the Storks. And it's not the entire amount is for millennials, but we've got a great group of young people supporting us.
Well, I want people to understand how you do what you do, because the Lord inspired it, didn't he? I mean, yeah, you just had a plan and a marketing design, and you set out to save babies. And the Lord said, I'm going to bless that.
That's right. I don't want it to seem like there wasn't quite a bit of misery and heartache and real struggle at the beginning. It was. It was. Ann and I pretty much got married, and instead of buying a house, I got to tell my father-in-law, hey, Dave, we bought this brand new Mercedes Sprinter van, and it's gutted, and we got some sleeping bags, and we're going on tour to cast this vision to save moms and babies from abortion. And that sounds really romantic and exciting, but it was really, really hard the first few years. It was on the edge of oblivion.
What was the hardest aspect of it?
Oh, man. Well, we were on a $3 per meal budget, and
Wait a minute. $3?
Per meal. Per person. Yeah.
And a lot of McDonald's?
You know, even at a McDonald's, you can only get two things on the dollar menu for $3, just so you know, because there's tax involved. And it was a lot of ramen noodles and a lot of cold SpaghettiOs, and it was just really hard. I mean, especially in your first year of marriage. So,
yeah, Joe, I got an idea. You have driven to Family Talk today, and you have parked your van out in front of our ministry. And it's all decorated and has such interesting things on the side.
Yeah.
And then inside, it's just remarkable how you've equipped these vans. Can we kind of walk down there and describe what those vans look like so when they see them on the road, they're going to say, hey, I know that. That's Joe and Ann Baker.
That's right. Right? That's right. Yeah, you'll see the stork on the door and know that it's out there saving lives when you see one.
The team is going to bring microphones, and we're going to walk down and look at your van, okay?
All right, sounds good, Dr.
All right, come on, let's go.
All right, cool.
Okay, we're kind of huffing and puffing here a little. We've just come down the stairs, and we've exited the ministry here at Family Talk. By the way, if there are people listening to us and they're interested in what we do every day and would really like to come by and see this ministry and what it consists of, we welcome you to do that. Joe Baker has joined us today, and I'm delighted that he has. He has a way of just showing up, and do a program. Joe, this is your van we're approaching now. Boy, I wish this was video, don't you? That would really be neat. But we can put some pictures on our website. But describe what we're looking at now. Is this another Mercedes?
Yes, this is a 24-foot Mercedes Sprinter van. And it's going to be fully equipped with a sonogram unit. And it's got a bathroom in the back. And it's got everything you need to have the magical experience of bonding a woman with her baby, often for the first time.
All right. And you have, they call it wrapped. You wrapped the van with stickers. You can't tell. It looks like it's painted. Describe what we're looking at here. It says free sonograms.
Yeah, so we wanted to just let people know that our services are free. So it says free sonograms, you've got options. And then on this bus in particular, we put our logo fairly large. It says Save the Storks. And we're a ministry that's interested in love, compassion, and action.
All right, in the back is a big circle with a stork holding a little baby in his or her beak, and it says, Save the Storks. You just read it, Love, Compassion, Action, in this circle, and it's blue in the front and fuchsia in the back, kind of a pink. And people drive down the road, they see this, do they recognize it and honk? And
they do, actually. We do have Find Us all the time. But the other thing that happens is I was filling up this vehicle here for gas not too long ago in the South, and this guy came up to me and he says, what in the heck is a sonogram and why do those storks need them? So so I give all sorts of stories to that.
Do a lot of women ask about it? They know, don't they?
Actually, last time we were here, they do know. In your parking lot, someone came up and wanted to get a pregnancy test and a sonogram while we were here.
You're kidding me. And that right?
And so it happens all the time when we're driving them.
Yeah. Now, it's very private inside. They're just women. And there are a couple of women that administer the sonogram.
Yeah, and because I was here just showing it off to you, I wasn't able to provide her a pregnancy test or sonogram, so I sent her over to the local pregnancy center here in town.
And probably saved a baby.
Yeah.
It's amazing how these sonograms do that, isn't it? I mean, a woman sees her baby for the first time. She hears his or her heartbeat and is aware that there's a life in there. This is not just protoplasm like they've been told.
Yeah, and you know what? Most of the women that we meet share with us later that they were looking for a way out. And so when we're there, it gives them the opportunity to say, hey, maybe that little part of me that doesn't want to go through with this, I'd like to climb board and just entertain it. And that's often what makes a woman make a decision for life. And I've had so many women tell me who've chosen abortion, who came to me and said, where were you when I had my abortion? Because they said they were looking for a way out. And that's what we provide.
Now, you've got 39 of these vans, and they cost more than $100,000 a piece.
Yeah, that's what a house costs, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you have people who drive. You have people who are nurses who are helping you with the sonograms and so on.
So what it is we've partnered with these 39 pregnancy centers, and we actually have 17 more coming in the next probably
17
year.
More?
Yeah. coming.
Where do you get the money for that,
It's amazing how God's people have been so generous. But we partner with pregnancy centers, and at the end of the day, they actually own the mobile units, and they actually get to do the magical work in operating them. And we've got centers all over America that have partnered with us.
Oh, so you don't own all of those 39 vans?
At the end of the day, yeah, they actually, each center will own their own van, and they cover all the liability.
Do they help to raise the money for it? Is that the secret of it?
Yeah, so we provide grants for mobile units, so we'll provide between... our average grants are about $40,000, but that goes all the way up to $120,000 we gave a center last year. And so some of them will pay for the whole thing.
Now, you park it where? What is your demographic?
Yeah, so there's five different mobile strategies, but the one that made us famous, Dr. Dobson, is that we started actually parking in close proximity to an abortion clinic. Actually right out front of an abortion clinic. And we found that to be one of the most successful ways to market to women. And we see it as we're a professional competitor to the abortion industry.
Does Planned Parenthood go crazy over that? They come out and yell at you?
You know, maybe sometimes, but really no. We work really hard to, instead of calling abortion clinic employees names, we try to learn their names and try to really just be kind to them. We've learned that instead of seeing them as our enemy, we've begun to see them as the captives of our enemy. And to be honest, because of that thinking, we've seen many abortion clinic employees actually leave the industry through relationship with us.
Really?
And that's an amazing aspect of our ministry, too, that we never even thought of when we started it. We just decided, hey, we don't want to be out there and debate and have a fight. We want to reach a mom that needs our services.
Now, on the way down, you were telling me that there's a story about how you came up with Save the Storks. What's behind that?
Well, I was looking for something that would build a bridge, because everybody I've ever met who isn't pro-life always seems to love an environmental cause. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
And so I thought if I went with Save the Storks, it would be a bridge. And so to test this genius idea out, I printed up a shirt that said Save the Storks in the front. And the back said 55 million storks shot down since 1973. Of course, you know, referring to Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
But when I put this shirt on, I went to the Apple store, and this woman literally grabs me by the shoulders, and she turns me around, and she says, I've heard of the spotted owl and the whale, but who's killing the storks? And I couldn't help but tell this lady that there's these Cheneys up in North Dakota shooting them down as they come over the border. And she was ready to quit everything to join my cause. And then I said, ma'am, I'm totally just messing with you. Actually, what we do is we help women make a decision for life, sometimes right at the door of an abortion clinic. And her face went cold, and she says, well, I am 100% pro-choice. And I remember she just offered all of her convictions for the mythical birds. And I was able to just share with her.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Babies don't matter, but storks or birds do.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. But it started the conversation in a new place, and I was able to share with her when she said she was pro-choice. I said, well, 84% of post-abortive women later say they felt abortion was their only choice. So we're really just ministering to women who feel cornered by abortion. We're really providing the alternative choice to a lot of women. And she did not know what to do with that, because it sounded so carefully thought through and in her worldview. And that is really our ministry. We're not a ministry that's blocking an abortion clinic. We're really there to provide the alternatives to abortion. And most women today feel cornered, not by having a baby, but they feel cornered by abortion.
Well, your subtitle there says you've got options. Many women who are pregnant out of wedlock or for whatever reason don't think they have an option. They really believe they're boxed in. They don't have money. They don't have a husband, perhaps. They're embarrassed that they're pregnant. And they really make a decision that will affect them the rest of their life, and they'll regret, most of them, for the rest of their lives because they can't think of a better way out. You give them a better way.
As you're saying that, I'm just thinking there's probably a lot of women out there who are listening to this program who feel like they're in that situation. And I just wanted to encourage you women to call your local pregnancy center and hear about your alternatives. The world is full of generous people that will help you and that will hold your hand and that will support your family and get you going again. And having a baby isn't the end of the world. It's hard, but it's one of the most amazing things you will ever do.
Let's talk a woman through what will occur if she decides to take advantage of the facility you've provided. And she comes here and a nurse or somebody with the training to do this ultrasound invites her in and sits and talks with her. She's not coerced to do anything, is she?
No. It's really just, honestly, the women who come aboard this bus are looking for a way out. And we're able to offer her her three options. We present to her parenting, adoption, and abortion. And we share with her how each of those is going to impact her. We think parenting and adoption are the selfless decisions that will best benefit her in life. And we think abortion will really harm her. And we present to her the facts about those three choices that she has. And most women will choose life at the end of that. Actually, we're at 4 out of 5 of the women who board our bus who hear their options.
Four, wait a minute. And really?
Then, yeah.
4 out of 5?
I mean, it's magical, Dr. Dobson. When a woman sees that baby and hears that heartbeat, it's over. I mean, that's when the love, I mean, really becomes clear that baby's loving that mom back.
Now, there's no harm to the mother.
Oh, never. No.
And so you really don't need a physician on site.
Yeah, so most of our mobile units, actually I think maybe even all of our mobile units now, have a physician that oversees every sonogram. So they get emailed a sonogram that they check on to make sure that baby was healthy. But there isn't a physician on site. It's a trained sonographer.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of emotions do you get from women when they walk out of there knowing they're going to keep their baby?
Oh, man, it's amazing. Let me just share a story with you. So in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a few weeks ago, a boyfriend and girlfriend were heading into an abortion clinic, and they weren't really interested in the mobile unit at first. I don't even know if they noticed it, but they went in, and the boyfriend came out to get a smoke break or something like that, and we ended up convincing him to come aboard the bus. And so our pregnancy center there invites him on the bus, and his eyes start to just get opened in conversation with them about the magnitude of what was happening. And so he starts texting his girlfriend, and she comes out like just in the nick of time. Like, she was next on the list. She had already had an IV in her arm. And on the bus, they get a sonogram, and both of them are just overwhelmed with tears. And he looks at his girlfriend, and he says, "Honey, you and I are going to have a baby." And he breaks the wristband, the Planned Parenthood band, off her wrist. And both of these two accepted Christ on our bus.
That's really your objective, too, isn't it?
I mean, ultimately, that's the thing that changes somebody's life and takes them, you know, takes them to a whole new places and restores their whole life. I mean, that's the mission. That doesn't happen every time.
Now, Joe, you come at this ministry with good credentials. Your mother was involved in the pro-life movement. Is she still?
Well, she's not. She's retired. But really, my whole elementary school years, my mom was a pregnancy center director. And she cared about the single moms in our community. And it's because of her and her love for them and her installing that in me that I've cared about it ever since.
You mind telling us her name?
Yeah, her name is Lynn Baker, and yeah. She's a big fan of you, Dr. Dobson.
Tell me if she has saved a lot of babies.
I don't know how many, but it's honestly, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you, growing up, my parents' biggest fights between the two of them was always over my mom caring for people. And there was one lady in particular who just kept having children. I think she had 9 children over the relationship with my mom. And every time it was in the wildest circumstances, but my mom would help this woman out. And today there are 9 kids out there that are in homes because of my mom's relationship with this woman that was very difficult to be friends with. And so I remember how inconvenient some things were in my growing up because of this lady. But in the end, I can see what my mom was after and how important it was.
Joe, you know my son, Ryan Dobson.
And very
you,
well.
And you know he was adopted. And his mother, whom we never met, carried that little boy to term and then allowed the Crisis Pregnancy Center to put that child in our arms one of the greatest moments of my life. We stood there and wept, and we prayed, thank God for this child that he had allowed us to raise, because we could only have one. And his passion is children today. His passion is giving,
so cool.
giving encouragement to crisis pregnancy centers and helping them raise money to do that great work. Is that the passion of your heart? Where did you really get this idea, first of all, but more than that, that something down inside of you who was saying, this is what I want to give my life to?
You know, I've seen every kind of activism. I've been a part of protests and pickets and boycotts, and I've done all sorts of different things. And I was just trying to scrape the ground and figure out something that would help. But in 2010, I got to see a really shady version of a mobile unit. It was if this was the $125,000 version, that was the $5,000 version that really was a junker. And when I first saw it, I was like, I don't know if I even agree with this. So I was standing off to the side, and the girl who was going to train me to sidewalk counsel, she like ran in to get a coffee. And out of nowhere, when I was alone, this woman comes walking up to me and she says, I'm here for my appointment. And I was just thrown off. She actually thought I worked at the abortion clinic, Dr. Dobson, because I was standing there. And so I just began to fumble, and I said, no, I'm hanging out with these folks over here that have this mobile unit. And if you'd like to come aboard, they'll offer you a free sonogram and some resources if you carry your baby, which is not the best line either. And she says, sure. And I said, really? Like right now, you're going to come aboard that bus? And she went aboard the bus, and that gave me a moment to pray. But what changed my life was when she came off that bus, I could tell there were tears in her eyes, and she was booting up her phone. And I wanted to ask her something, so I said, who are you calling? And she says this. She says, I'm calling my mom to tell her that she's going to be a grandma and to get some help.
Oh, my.
And that was like instantly there was something in my bloodstream.
Does that set you on fire?
It was like an addiction that started right there. And so I called my fiance, Anne, and I said, Anne, I said, what if I could do what we saw today? What if we could do that together? And what if we could do it with excellence all over America? And I had no idea how much misery that was going to cause us. But it now it's totally worth it today, because now we have hundreds of stories like that every day.
How many children are alive because of the work you do? Do you have any idea?
So we're trying to isolate that down right now and know the exact numbers. We've been guessing for a while, and now we're trying to get exact. It's close to 5,000-6,000 kids in total.
Think about that. Those are human beings that live and breathe, and most of them have been loved by their adopted parents who are so grateful to have them. They're like Shirley and me. I can just imagine how many are there, and they're going to be in heaven, most of them, someday.
It totally makes it all worth it, Dr. Dobson. I'm blessed every day.
Well, Joe Baker has been our guest, and we're standing out in front of his sonogram machine, his van. It's a Mercedes van. I mean, you go first class, don't you? And the inside of this is just so clean and so healthy looking. It's just a wonderful experience for, I know, many women who've been through this. Thank you for what you're doing. Anne is not here today. Next time you come walking around our parking lot, you bring her with you.
That's a deal.
Will you? And we will look for Save the Storks, the van, the next time you come through Colorado Springs.
Awesome. That sounds like a plan, Dr. Dobson.
Thanks for being with us, Joe.
Thank you.
What a truly incredible ministry that reaches young mothers who may be contemplating having an abortion. If you are a pregnant mother, or if you have a loved one who's expecting a child and you'd like more information about what your options are, we have plenty of resources available for you. You can call our customer service center at 877-732-6825 and request more information about Save the Storks, or ask one of our representatives for prayer about your decision. You can also check out our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. There you'll find links to Save the Storks and their organization, as well as information about finding a pregnancy resource center in your area. Again, all this can be found at drjamesdobson.org. As you know, here at Family Talk, we're committed to promoting a culture that strengthens and upholds the entire family. We would love for you to join with us in this quest. Your financial support allows us to stand strong for truth, and now through the end of the year, every dollar you donate will be doubled thanks to a generous matching grant. That makes this a great time of year to give. You can donate securely on our website at drjamesdobson.org, or you can call toll-free with your tax-deductible donation at 877-732-6825. Again, the toll-free number to call to make a contribution over the phone is 877-732-6825, and please know how much we appreciate your prayers and your financial support. I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us again tomorrow for part one of a powerful sermon from Pastor Tommy Nelson on the subject of dating, love, and marriage. That's right here on the next edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.